Cotton, they don't just chant death to Israel, they chant death to America. By Jeff Poor on June 14, 2025. Friday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, suggested Israel had more tricks up its sleeve regarding its attack on Iran to neutralize its nuclear threat. The Arkansas Republican noted that the Iranian regime was not only hostile toward Israel but also toward the United States. Senator, clearly, the Israelis, when you look at the level of sophistication, how deeply they penetrated prior to the launch of this attack into Iranian territory and that they had weaponry there and drones there and the ability to identify where these top leaders are, be it scientists or Revolutionary Guard members. It is to me, this is going to be studied for probably the next 100 years. The military strategies of the Israelis, host Sean Hannity said. Cotton replied, "Yeah, Sean. I commend once again the bravery and the audacity of the Israeli Defense Forces and the Mossad, and Prime Minister Netanyahu. I also commend President Trump for being true to his word. Consistent in his support for Israel and his opposition to Iran ever getting a nuclear weapon. That's been his consistent position for 10 years. And it's clear that Israel had more than a few tricks up their sleeve last night. That Iran was not anticipating as they did last year with Hezbollah and what you might call Operation Grim Beeper when they had set beepers through Hezbollah's leadership structure and then detonated them remotely. And if I were sitting in Tehran tonight, as an Ayatollah, I would wonder if Israel has any other tricks up their sleeve," he continued. "But I think you put it well, too, about the difference between these two countries. Israel last night targeted one of it. Iran's three key nuclear sites and their missile and their drones. They did target residential neighborhoods with extremely precise weapons. So precise that you could see the holes going through the penthouses where their military leadership were. And isn't it curious that all those generals are staying in fancy penthouses?" Cotton added. "It goes to show you how corrupt the regime is, not just evil. But then look at what happened tonight. Iran targets Israel with indiscriminate missile fires into civilian neighborhoods, causing dozens of casualties and at least one death. Just imagine what they would do if they had nuclear weapons. And remember, it's not just a threat to Israel or our friends in the region. It's a threat to the United States. They don't just chant death to Israel, they chant death to America. And they're working on missiles that can hit us here in America." Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.